for some football! It's Reeves.
It's Roach. That was a dumb intro.
You're a dumb intro.
The fuck did you do that?
It's the first day of football, man.
Yeah, I suppose.
Patriots, Chiefs.
Yep.
You looking forward to it? You got anybody on your fantasy team on those teams?
Yep. I got Kareem Hunt's playing tonight.
Who?
Chiefs running back.
Your cunt? Yeah, I know who he is, but it's, yeah. I mean, I can't believe you drafted him. When did you get him?
What are you talking about that I drafted him? Are you
Kareem Hunt?
He's the number one running back in Kansas City with that offense.
Oh.
Seriously, you're going to look like a fool, Mike.
I have Le'Veon Bell, you have Kareem Hunt.
Good for you. Yeah, Le'Veon Bell. You had the first overall pick. I didn't value Le'Veon Bell.
I got Delvin Cook, too.
Okay.
And Eddie Lacy. I mean, you're Kareem Hunt. I wouldn't even touch with my fourth running back.
He's a flex play.
I don't have flex
okay,
in my
so
league.
What do you... Okay, whatever. We'll see after tonight. I mean...
I guess we can, will.
All right. Whatever.
Cool. So,
talking shit.
So Kareem...
Okay, so... Okay. So you want to talk shit about me? How's that Willie Snead play going for you?
He was my fourth receiver.
Or whatever.
And he's I don't suspended. Need him till week 9. So it's just fine. He's suspended 3 games.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
How's that Jameis Winston going to play for you Sunday?
Well, he's not.
Yeah, it sucks for you.
The damn Hurricanes.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Dolphins and Bucks both off.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live down in Clearwater, so, you know, it's hitting up right where I was at, you know.
Touching down there?
Yeah, I'm always down the other side, but if it's going to be as big of a storm as it, you know, they say it is, it's going to be crazy, man.
Well, J.J. Watt, you hear that story?
Yeah, man, look at him, $27 million.
$26 million.
It's 27, though.
You're looking it up right now? No, you're looking at your fantasy. Making sure your rosters are in order. We're doing a fucking podcast. Drew's over here on his phone updating his lineup.
I'm not updating.
You can't do that in a half hour?
I was looking at it. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I can't have it out. You got a clipboard out. You couldn't
do that
earlier?
I got a clipboard for the guidelines of
the
show
here. Anyways, what was I... See, now you got me all distracted what I was going to look at.
Anyway, we were just talking about this.
You know what?
You're being an illiterate fuck right now.
Because I say... Anyways.
Yeah, that's not a word. So you're literally
Whatever.
Being stupid.
Now I'm going to say it just to piss you off. Anyways. Who cares?
People, I do.
First of all, this is the same person who said Somalia's in Somalia. And I'm illiterate. Yes, it is. It's in Africa. How about that?
Yep, you were right.
All right, then. Fucking shut up. Anyways, what were we talking about in the first place? And I was looking, and you got me all distracted.
You were looking at your lineup on your phone.
No,
you weren't even paying
before
attention.
That, you were asking me to go look for something. God damn it.
Your dick.
Yeah. God.
So J.J. Watt.
Yeah, oh yeah. So we were looking to see if he was 26 or 27 million.
Oh, so I threw you off by 1 million.
Yeah, no, whatever. Okay,
you got
so
distracted.
Okay, so it's 26 million right now, but after we record this 30-minute show, it'll be 27 million. So you're right. The article that you read last night says 26 million.
No, I read it this
you're
morning.
You're right, Mike. It won't go a dollar over.
I read it this morning.
God, so you're right now. Mike's right now. It's 26 million right now.
So
okay,
the
you're
point-
right.
Is not about me and you arguing. It's the fact that he wanted to raise $100,000.
Yeah, he did fantastic.
It went to $200,000 and then $27 million. You know, they had celebrities.
I thought it was
$26 million.
Oh,
fuck. Now you're throwing me off.
Well, I said 27. You said 26. Now you come back and say it's 27.
It's
I know it's 27.
Oh, fuck.
I know I was right.
So, Chris Paul, he's a
so
new.
So, hold on. Because I know where you're going to go. And just don't, because
no.
Who cares how much each of them donate?
I do, because it's going to be locker room
talk. How much
talk.
Did you donate?
Okay, so Burnsville
how
has a flood.
How much did you donate?
This isn't about me and
you.
Have you
been down to Texas
this
yet?
This isn't about me and
so
you.
So why are you questioning somebody else how much they put in?
I'm not
you
questioning.
Don't know, but you are, because you're going to rip because one guy only gave $50,000
yeah.
And somebody else gave a million. Well, good. That's good.
$50,000 to a million? If I'm in
but
the locker
so
room
how
and
do you know
if we're on the same basketball team and you donate $50,000 and I donate a million...
But here's where you're being naive. Here's where you're being naive and ignorant. Just be, you're assuming that Chris Paul only donated $50,000. Period.
He
donated $50,000 to his organization. How do you know there's not another one that he's? I'm not done talking.
To J.J. Watt.
What?
His $50,000 went to J.J. Watt's $26 million. It's to the funds that J.J. Watt's doing.
That's what I just said. But
no,
what
you said his foundation, Chris Paul's.
No. I was referring to J.J. Watt. He donated $50,000 to J.J. Watt's
Okay. Well, be more, more specific.
You're not following along. Okay. You're La La Land.
Yeah.
So he donated the 50,000 to J.J. Watt, and you're sitting here ripping on him because he only dated, donated 50,000. But what I'm trying to say is, how do you know that he hasn't donated money in another organization that's raising money? You're just assuming, oh, he's only doing 50,000.
He hasn't.
How do you know that, though?
Because
you're being ignorant. And
how many 50,000s go into
does?
A million?
You know what assuming does? It makes an ass out of you and me. So just...
How many 50,000s go into a million?
First of all, I haven't donated a dollar. Have you?
No.
Okay, so I'm not going to
rip. I do outreach around
here.
So I'm not going to
rip on Chris Paul for only donating.
Neither am I.
But you are, because you try to bring it
up. I'm not ripping on him.
Next topic.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Doo-doo.
Couple surprises. Did not expect Alex Boone to get cut.
You know I didn't.
Yeah. And I should have stuck to my original, thought that Jarius Wright wasn't going to get cut. Because I figured he wouldn't, but when he didn't play that third preseason game, I'm like, wow. I thought they were probably going to trade him,
Yeah, to the Patriots.
Because he didn't play. But that just shows you how much they valued Jarius Wright.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, him and Brian Robeson are like coaches on the team. I mean, they're the most tenured guys on the team.
I would tend to
agree. So I think those two guys are like the veteran leaders on the team, whether or not how much they play, they bring it to the, to the meeting room.
So do you think Spielman is on the hot seat this year?
Hell no. Spielman's a genius. One of the best GMs in the league.
I agree.
People that, that rip on them, they're just, they're
stupid.
Haters. They're haters, Yeah, you're not going to hit on...
What do you call them? Butterflies or...
Bandwagon jumpers?
No.
Oh, snowflakes.
Snowflakes.
That's totally different. That's like political terms. But no, I think Rick Spielman does good. I mean, yeah, you can't hit on every single pick, but dude, he's fucking... He's hit some grand slams, man.
He has.
So, I mean, shit, we've been...
When we got Percy,
We've been one of the best teams with the salary cap, and all, and he doesn't necessarily do the salary cap, but even our drafts, man, like I said, you're gonna miss some, but overall, dude, I love Chris Bill.
First four picks this year, we didn't have a first-round pick, so out of our first four, we have three starters. Dalvin Cook in the second round, Pat Elflein in the third, Ben Gideon in the fifth, I believe.
Yeah.
Starters.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
I mean, Ben Gideon's a guy, he's starting, but he doesn't, he's not, you know.
But he's like a mini, he reminds me of Greenway. He does.
Because he's white or what? I mean, that's the only way you'd say. He reminds, because he plays the same
Maybe.
Position and he's white. Racist.
Am I racist?
No, I know, I'm just kidding. That's just the new term everyone's throwing out now. Everyone's racist.
Everybody's racist.
You don't agree with me? You're a racist.
Michael Bennett got tossed to the ground and fooled around with in Vegas.
But again, we don't
black.
Know the whole... Well, see, there you want to go and try to jump on that race baiting train, because that's what they want to do.
Oh, but, is it propaganda?
See, it is, because it is.
There it is.
The race baiting. I'm not trying to race bait. I don't know if he was why he was taking.
He was black in the wrong timing.
But how do you know he was running out? There's a bunch of people running out of the club. I don't know why the cops stopped him.
They were shooting. Would you run if you heard gunshots?
Well, absolutely.
Right now, would you
and
run?
I'm not saying that he shouldn't have ran, but we don't know the story yet. So like, I don't know if somebody in his group was part of the shooting. I don't know. I don't think all the information's out yet. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions on either. Yeah, is it a possibility he was handcuffed because he was black and got arrested or whatever? Yeah, sure.
Handcuffed and told they were going to blow his fucking face off?
But that's what he says. I don't know if that's the truth. Is there a body? Until
TMZ
there's footage.
Sports had it. I told you that.
I haven't seen it yet. So I'm just saying, unless I see footage of it, I'm just cautious with it when it comes to that race baiting stuff, man, because it's too crazy now. So that's the big hype. Everyone wants to get emotional about it. And I'm sorry, but I don't walk down the street and see just prejudice and racism. I don't.
And neither do I, but we're not wired that way, but other people are. So
fair enough. I mean, granted, I'm living in white suburbia, but
I have a mixed kid. Like
I don't know. So for me, that's not reality, but I'm not saying that it's not, I'm not saying police don't,
Well, did you hear the Browns police commissioner said that they weren't going to carry the flag out for the game?
Well, I mean,
in protest to the people kneeling.
Yeah, and
to
so
the
they have every right to protest, whatever.
You have every right, but does that make it right? Does that make a stand? Like, the players kneeling, I get it, but some, Hodunk police chief from Cleveland.
Well, no, because what they're saying is we're not gonna work with you. It's not even this. I don't know. They're not gonna be a part of of that with the Cleveland Browns. It has nothing to do with the flags, much it is. We're just not going to participate within your organization. We'll do the jobs that we have to do, but anything outside of us having to do, you know, protect and serve, we're not going to do it because it's associated with you. So I get it. I respect their right. You know, I don't, whatever. Everybody has the right to protest however they want. That's the great thing about America. So, you know, the thing about it is, that's issue is when people take too much offense to it. Well, just don't take offense to it. Just move about your day. It doesn't even affect you. One person kneeling or whatever, it doesn't affect my day.
No, not at all.
It makes me, you get know, on with the if you want to get emotional about it, you can get emotional about it, but it doesn't affect me personally.
No.
So people just let things just get to them for no reason, you know? So, I don't know, man. Whatever.
So one thing I want to talk about, who's one of your favorite coaches in Minnesota?
What do you mean?
Sports coaches. Who's your favorite coach?
I think right now we got a lot of good coaches, really. I mean,
Sky Uma, motherfucker.
Yeah, PJ Fleck's pretty sweet.
He, the more and more I was so pissed, and I've told you this, I wanted Les Miles. Who's PJ Western Michigan? Like, what?
Yeah.
And then you hear more about it, and you hear him, and it's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Like, he literally could quit football, and...
Well, yeah, he's a...
Who's that preacher you hate that you were bitching about on Facebook? He could go take his job in the gospel church and just preach on, brother, because he's so inspirational to me.
First of all, I don't hate anybody, so let's just take
What was back. His name, though?
Joel Osteen. Not Joel Osteen. Not a fan. You know, not a fan. But whatever. To each his own, right? So, but yeah, I know. PJ Fleck, he's got me rowing the boat.
I'm rowing.
You know?
I'm elite.
So, I haven't been to TCF Field either, so I'll have to go check out a game.
I went for when we lost to the Seahawks.
But see, I want it to be like
cold in the playoffs?
Against Wisconsin or something.
When the Vikes were playing there.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me and Camp and yep, we went. Me and Camp Steen went to a.
Yeah, no, I wanted Walsh. To go. I just never went to. I mean, whatever.
If I ever see Blair Walsh, I swear to God, I'll kick him in his shin. The worst. I don't know what was worse: the fact that he missed it, or the fact that me and Camp were hugging because we thought he made it.
So your thought. So it was all right. So he missed it, and you're the two idiots cheering.
Yep, because we're in the right corner end zone. And he shanked it left.
Sure.
And
sure,
I saw it hit the net. So yeah. You can't really, your angle.
Yeah.
Well, how could he miss it?
You got to look at the umpires. That's what you're looking for.
Well, I didn't. We didn't have time because we were jumping up and down like Golden Girls. I felt like it was in slow motion. Yeah. Playoff game. I couldn't feel my feet. It was the coldest. My feet didn't unthaw for 4 days. They didn't. The tingling sensation didn't. It was so cold, but
you didn't have any hand warmers?
They were giving them away.
A couple pairs of socks on you?
Of course I dressed for the...
Yeah.
It was just...
Is that cold?
That cold.
Yeah, see, whatever.
One of the best games I've ever been to, losing or not. I mean, it was devastating, you know, going to a Vikings playoff game and just Blair Walsh.
Right. Yeah, it's... I mean, but that's...
From 20 yards, 27 yards.
Yeah.
Chip shot. Like, I would have fucking, he wouldn't even been able to get back in to get his shit.
This isn't fucking soccer. We're not in England.
Leave. Stay on the field. Europe. Leave with the fans. I'll ship you your shit.
Kill him!
You're fired. Like, my God.
It's just football. But yeah, I mean, whatever. That's not as devastating as 98, man.
It isn't. Or 09. Gary Anderson, they were talking about it on the radio. Your favorite AP moment. And I tried to call it.
Oh, come on. That's easy.
Well, I was at 296.
So was I. I was there with you. Yeah. Me, you, Dan, and Steen. And that
and
remember,
then Camp or and, Daily.
And remember, because when we got there, it was it was a noon game.
Yep.
And I remember because the Colts and New England played that game that day later on. Because it was later in the season, too. Had it been past week 9. Because it was later in the season. I know because I don't know. But I'm pretty sure. Okay.
I know, but
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure. Anyways, so we had the game, and I remember walking in, and we were thinking we were going to kind of, not necessarily win, but I mean, we didn't think we were going to win with them, but we might be competitive. So I remember us saying, I remember saying like, hey, if it's a blowout, let's get out of here and let's get check out the Colts in New England. We were all like in agreement. Yeah, okay, let's do it. Well, we didn't do that. Yes, it is the truth. And we didn't because it was
AP was just loose.
It was fantastic. That was a great game. So much energy in that in the stadium.
What I was thinking about though,
in the dome,
is I don't know what was better, watching that or getting a 8x10 with the actual date and the yardage and everything of AP.
Yeah.
And then going to training camp with Steen. Little kid right next to me gets it signed. AP signs my custom 8x10 at 296. Steen's right next to me with a jersey.
Yeah.
AP's done.
So get this. You lucked out. And I think I tried to tell
I
tried to tell the story before and I think I got sidetracked. Yeah, go figure.
Weird.
But anyways, so when I was in Mankato one year, we stopped at Shields, whatever, and I got it ended up being the last year that Randy Moss was with the Vikings. And at the time we used to bring my little cousin down there too. Okay. So it was me, my mom, my brother, my cousin. I think my grandpa might have been down there that time. But we stopped. We always make it a whole day. So we stopped at Shields, and I got one of those Viking pictures too. You know, I think you can get them for like $3, $4. And it was Randy. It was a picture of Randy Moss, and he was actually like going right past, what's his name? Woodson. Charles Woodson, okay?
Charles Woodson didn't play for the Vikings, FYI.
The Raiders, asshole. I just said it. You're not even listening. You're on your phone, and then you're sitting over here trying to correct me, and you're not even listening.
You were sitting there doing your fantasy lineup earlier.
But I was paying attention. You're not even paying attention. You're trying to correct me on something I'm not even wrong with. So let me finish my story and stop trying to correct me, asshole. Like a six-year-old kid trying to... Nose. Okay, so I got a picture of Randy Moss, and it was against him, against Charles Woodson, right? So we go to get an autograph. Randy Moss... He's coming, and I'm pushing little kids out of the way. I don't care. I want this autograph. I was probably 12 at the time, and I give him his picture. He takes it. My cousin's got the pen, the marker. So he's like, "You got a marker?" I said, "No." He goes, literally hands it back to me. Better be ready next time, homeboy.
You told me
and
that.
And gave it back to me, and I was devastated. I was just devastated, just pissed. So I was. I didn't never tell my cousin that, but for a day or two, I a little resented him because he had the damn marker chasing down some non-player.
When Steen didn't get his, he literally, there's little kids around, parents, screaming, "Frick, mud, apple!" So he couldn't swear. There was too many people around. But yeah, I'm going to miss training camp there. You know,
I remember when Brock Lesnar was down there and he wouldn't sign.
I do remember that. He was a fucking prick.
He was a prick and he wouldn't sign anything that was wrestling. It's like, dude, you're a wrestler. You're not going to play football.
No.
If you really think you're going to make the team, you're joking yourself. This is a PR stunt to get your name up.
David Booty. I took a pool cue.
Who? Yeah.
So he was number 4 at the time and I wish it would have been Favre. But I had him sign it in an autograph deal. So I had a pool ball signed by John David Booty.
A pool ball sign. That's got to be worth like probably purple, $3 on
purple
on
4
eBay. God. Wow. The shit you have, people. So that's the only thing you had with like the number 4.
Well, I just saw it. I was playing pool one night.
Oh, so you took it from Jake's Pizza.
Not from Mankato. I think it was from Nina's. No, it wasn't.
Nina's.
But yeah, think if you would have had that signed by Favre. I mean, it was just
Jeep. It was a pool ball.
But it's purple in number 4.
I suppose. I mean, yeah, but if you're a billiards guy, but there's, you know, niche market.
You're a billiards guy.
A niche market.
What does that mean? You mean a pool hall player.
It's a
billiards
called,
guy.
It's that's what they're called, billiards.
Okay, so
you can't even say the word
billiards.
Yeah, okay, but that's the proper term. What the fuck? I like how you try to rip on me stuff that you just
said billiards guy.
It's like a stretch for you. You try to rip on stuff that is a stretch. I'm correct, and you try to rip on me for incorrecting me on shit that I'm correct on. It's what's funny.
You are. It's
you want to rip on me? Fine, just get a good rip in.
So if
get
me,
it when I'm wrong, not you, when I'm right.
No. So right now. If you wanted to go shoot some, would you say, "Hey, Mike, do you want to go to the billiards?"
Okay. It depends on how. No, in that case, I'd say, yeah, you want to go play some pool because I know you know what I'm talking about.
So it's a pool hall.
But I wouldn't. But in the terms of calling someone what they are, I wouldn't call him a pool player. It doesn't
what
sound
would you
right.
Call him
he's a pool player. What the hell's a pool? It sound. He's a billiards player. To me, because
he's
that's,
a billiards.
It depends
player.
On the context of the conversation. Yes, it does. Maybe for your little minute
he plays
brain,
pool.
It doesn't. But there's different words for the same meaning. And,
there are. You're
and,
right.
So, and,
but
and,
it's
and,
about
and,
how it sounds.
Yeah, and you sound retarded. I think it's that VWO cult blood seeping in.
Yeah, I guess.
So hold
let's
on.
Go play some billiards
let's
after
get into
this.
The VWO. So you're, I don't know if we've said it yet. So you got a game set. Third
yep.
game, you're getting knighted in.
Third game. We went to go price out the tattoo last week.
Yep.
So what? We're actually getting it done today.
Well, what time, right after this? Say, what time are they even open?
Noon. We already discussed this. We were going to TJ Maxx. God, your butt is dumb as a pile of rocks. You're literally dumbest person I have. You need to lay off the juice.
See, you're dumb because we talked about it. You were going to bring it up, but about the other tattoo place.
Yeah, the one on 13 and 5 where Lucky 13 used to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where you're going to end up having to go.
No, because they're both open at noon.
Okay, well, whatever.
You said you wouldn't bring me there because it's where, you know, transvestite
truckers
go. Speaking
of juice, you're going to have to stop juicing before the little recording here because you obviously can't even go with something we were talking about. Anyways.
What is your fantasy football updating there?
Yeah, it looks like it. Well, no, you guess you went live, so I'm getting a notification you went live.
That's I did go live. You were looking at the... me filming.
I thought
you
were trying
you
to take
moron.
A picture with the good lighting.
Yeah. Drew needs good lighting for a good picture.
Whatever. It is what it is.
So did you ever work at Lucky 13?
No.
Everybody did.
I never worked there, but I used to hang out down there.
Well, yeah, because that was a chill spot. Yeah. I mean, you just sprayed shit. They had a couch and a TV. Yeah. We watched I worked there with little Joey. That's where me and him got
I remember like when the Kanye West CD came out. College Dropout or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was the first one.
So I just remember when that came out, and we were just listening to that down there for, like, a week straight. That's kind of what I remember.
Douche worked down there.
And then I remember when a bunch of the guys worked down there, and I think their manager got them tickets to a concert.
They went to Up in Smoke.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Up in Smoke.
I swear it was.
No, it was Anger Management. It was with Dr. Dre, Eminem. Oh. Limp Bizkit,
yep,
Papa Roach.
Yep, yep.
I was there. Yeah, that was good.
Got my life. Cause
I ended
up.
Yeah, that was great.
This is my life.
It's so good.
Suffocation.
Yep.
You Drew is just a spaz. But
used
that,
to rage on.
Oh my gosh! I remember going to school. Just people would be looking.
And
at
And I didn't
you.
Even drink coffee back then. Imagine if I drank coffee.
Oh my gosh!
It's 16. Just listen to that.
Right on
Roach,
Burnsville Parkway. Just. Oh,
yeah, just look like I'm having a seizure. He's epileptic. Help him.
Get him.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was great.
No, but yeah, no, I never worked down there, but I mean, I sprayed cars, you know, I never got paid for it, though. Let me spray it once.
Let me get that.
Yeah, that's fun. But yeah.
The late night, you know, we'd party down there, too.
Did you work? Oh, so you worked down there or what?
Yes, Drew. Where were you for the beginning of the story? Why don't you pay attention?
Well, I didn't hear you say you actually worked there. I thought you just said that you hung out down there. Sorry.
No, I worked there.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention then. Obviously.
God. Who should stop juicing?
So. Yeah, so you're going to get your tattoo then today, maybe. We'll
getting
see.
The tattoo. So my pops hooked me up with a motorcycle helmet that Drew customized for me. For the third game, it's pretty tight. You did a good job.
Well, just for the third game, you're just going to wear it once?
No, but it's my
knighting.
It's not
a best case I want it back.
No. You can't have it.
Why?
I paid for everything.
Well, do you have it right now? Who has
I'll,
it right now?
I'll kill you.
You got to get there. I'll see you next week when you walk.
All right.
No, yeah, it was fun. It was something fun. You know, it's not perfect. You know, I'm not a painter by any means, but...
No, it turned out the colors should
have worked. You got $60 and a helmet. There you go. It's fun. It was fun. Fun little project.
Yeah, I was excited about it. So yeah, hoping to be knighted in for the third game against Tampa. Luckily, it's here. They might not even have a fucking game. Jameis is just pissing me off.
What do you mean?
Because they're missing the first game. They have to go 16 straight. Well, sure,
but what do you mean they might have a game? They're going to have a game here.
Well, I said luckily it's here.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know. I guess we'll see how big this storm is going to be. It's crazy.
How many stages are there? They said it's a stage 5.
I don't, well, it's last time I thought assume I heard,
5 is the biggest.
I guess. I live down there, but like, I don't know. You know, I never really had a huge like scare when I lived down in Clearwater. Like, I remember there was a couple times where, there was thought that we were going to get, a little hurricane, but it just never ended up,
Yeah.
Happening. So, which was,
Fortunate.
Obviously. I mean, I'm not saying I wanted to be in a hurricane that was, like, devastating, but, I rented. So, for me, I didn't have a whole lot, to lose personally. So, like, yeah.
Except your life.
I mean, I suppose I could swim and, whatever. I mean, there's probably a lot of gators that you may be swimming with, so you better watch out.
Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would hopefully, we'll see.
Did you see the guy who, for Hurricane Harvey, went out and got that dam around his house?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how you like those propagandists now?
Fucking genius.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. Carrie's mom lives out there. I forget what city she's in, but I think they're like out of the.
You're not propaganda conspiracy theorist, The guy's smart. I think I saw the video and he spent like $8,300 on it and he had to like drive like 8 hours to go get it.
Yeah, yeah. People that's what it was. Crazy. But I mean, $8,300.
People are calling him crazy and his house is just fine. Yeah, it's. I can't say that I would have done it, but, good for him. No, I
probably wouldn't have thought
it up. But I had to, honestly.
And to have the money? Who's got $8,400 bucks? Well, like
I
said,
that's
fucking
a gamble. I mean, okay, you got the money, but then you got to go get it. Then you got to set it up. Not a lot of people have the will to do that.
And did he get a heads up? Like, hey, we're going to flood this area at this time. So you got about a 16-hour drive ahead of you. Like, what the fuck? He could have got back and his shit would have been.
I don't know exactly like how. Maybe he got it like, a week ahead of time. Like he kind of. I don't know. I have no idea. But. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting story. But I'm glad we don't have to deal with, last year in Northfield, when it rained in September, like a lot of Fairbolt and a lot of houses on 3 got a lot of, flood damage from the Cannon River, but nothing like a hurricane, but still, it can be, it can be devastating for, people. So.
Well, luckily we're in the Midwest, fucking devastation. What's his name? King Jong-il?
Yeah.
Trying to nuke the shit out of us? Every day I wake up and I read something new. I mean, we got forest fires and... Is it the end of the world, Drew?
It might be. Who knows, man? Better get right with Jesus. That's all I'm saying.
You got your canned goods and your water and...
No, I'm not ready.
Everything prepped?
I don't think anybody's ready. We're fucked.
I don't think it wouldn't get this
far.
Not
ready. I'm not prepped. My garage leaks.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Get some fucking scuba gear.
The stairs underneath in the basement aren't big enough for everybody.
All right.
Fuck.
You're staying.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Well, like always, I'm sick of talking to you. So thanks for tuning in this week. This is Reeves.
This is Roach.
Later.
Peace.